You're hearing the song of the wood thrush. It's a migratory bird that makes it home throughout North America, and many of those birds breed here in Wisconsin. However, wood thrushes, along with many species of birds, including the Baltimore Oriole and the bobolink, are experiencing significant population loss. That's according to a multi-decade study published last week that found that North America lost roughly 3 billion birds in a 50-year period. Our next guest joins us to talk about the study and what can be done to turn things around. Ryan Brady is a conservation biologist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Well, this big North America scale study, what did it find? Flesh it out for us a little bit.
Well, it was a big study over long term. It was done in by 7 institutions that are very highly respected in the bird science and conservation world: Cornell Lab of Ornithology, American Bird Conservancy, Smithsonian Bird Center, and others. And what they did was they analyzed data from several long-term surveys since dating back to about 1970, so almost 50 years, things like a breeding bird survey, the Christmas bird counts that some people may have heard of, some shorebird surveys that have been going on in that time, as well as radar returns. You can actually see birds on radar, so looking at the intensity of those returns over time. And so they ended up with 48 years of data for over 500 species of birds across continental North America. And from that, they were able to determine what species, what bird groups were doing well, which ones weren't doing well, and then report through this study on those trends.
And big picture, the overall number of birds seems to be down a lot, right?
A lot would be an understatement. Yeah, it's huge. 2.9 billion fewer breeding birds in North America today than there were in 1970. So that's about a net loss of about 30% of our breeding birds in that time.
Are we seeing similar trends here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, in general, the trends that we're finding here in Wisconsin mimic what was reported in the study. So, for example, large numbers of grassland birds have declined nationally, continentally, and that is reflected here in Wisconsin as well. We're seeing aerial insectivores, so birds that eat insects on the wing, like nighthawks and swallows and flycatchers. We're seeing those declines here as well. Shorebirds, water birds like herons and terns. And then on the flip side, some of the birds that are increasing on a broader scale, we're also seeing that reflected here. So things like many birds of prey, woodpeckers, waterfowl, and so forth. If there's any exception that I might draw attention to for discrepancy, we may be doing somewhat better on many of our forest bird species than were reported in the study. Many declines are especially harsh in the eastern United States. And here in Wisconsin, while we're not out of the woods in any sense, the declines are somewhat less steep in some species. For example, maybe wood thrushes, Baltimore Orioles, and some of those.
Are we seeing any of those species that are in decline going into, say, a threatened status where they weren't 10, 20, 30 years ago?
Yeah, there's definitely been declines to the point of, causing them to be, now listed. There's really grave concerns. Some of them maybe were once common enough, and there's still enough of them on the landscape, they haven't been listed quite yet, but we may be headed in that direction. So there's certainly some concern that if we don't right the ship, that we're going to see more birds listed as endangered or threatened, and that's going to cause much more investment to be needed in order to stem and reverse those declines.
I want to get into some of the causes of this and conservation efforts in a bit, but before we go there, this is about more than just birds, right? If we're losing numbers of birds, it seems like that's got to have consequences for the ecosystems they live in.
Yes. I mean, we're kind of in a biodiversity crisis here. You've heard about dramatic declines in insect populations. There's similar stories in amphibians, to some extent with fish and bats. And now we have birds that are clearly among them. They're a key part in the food web and the food chain. They're great indicators of environmental health. They have a lot of ecological value as pollinators and seed dispersers and pest control, and there's great economic value. Aside from those services they provide, they're also big business. Billions and tens of billions of dollars are spent each year to either on equipment or bird seed or traveling to see birds. And then obviously they're extremely important from an emotional perspective. They're colorful. They have these great songs. they can fly, we can't, and they're everywhere around us. So we're constantly reminded of how beautiful they are. And study after study is coming out to show the kind of uplifting effects that bird watching has on the people that partake in that activity. So there's just a tremendous amount of value to be lost if we don't do something about it soon.
Talking to Ryan Brady, conservation biologist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, looking at a continent-wide study of birds, big declines in the number of birds in the U.S. and its neighbors, and we're seeing similar trends here in Wisconsin. Let's dig into some of the causes. Ryan, the report mentions habitat loss as a big part of the story. Can you talk about that?
It's got to be the number one loss is number one cause is habitat loss, and a lot of that has to do with more people on the landscape. We have higher needs. We've intensified our agricultural practices. We've urbanized many more areas, rural development. We need more resources, so there's more extraction activities that are all causing losses to habitat. Not only here in the nesting grounds, but also on the wintering grounds for many species, which is Central and South America. Habitat degradation is similarly problematic. We are chopping up the landscape, so it's a lower quality. There's a lot of invasive species that are increasingly becoming problematic, reduced water quality, and so forth. So habitat is definitely that number one driver. With that said, there's some distinct human-caused threats that number in the billions of birds per year. And, for example, outdoor cats, a recent study came out in 2015 demonstrating that over 2 billion birds per year in the U.S. alone are killed by outdoor cats. Window collisions are a major problem, over 600 million deaths per year in the U.S. alone to birds. Vehicle collisions, over 200 million deaths a year. Industrial collisions, so things like power lines, communication towers, wind turbines, over 60 million a year. Then there's those things you can't measure, like pesticides, which are increasingly becoming problematic again, it seems. Some listeners may have seen a recent study that showed a neonicotinoid pesticide caused weight loss and delayed migration in a certain type of sparrow, which would have obvious effects on its ability to survive and ultimately produce young. And then, obviously, capping it all off, it's compounded by the potential effects of climate change, altering habitats, shifting bird migration routes and timing, threatening plant communities, and so forth. So it's a lot of stuff to digest, and we're going to have to pick pieces off one at a time, both at a lower level, like at home, as individuals, as well as a higher level through our political leaders.
It seems like there's a little bit of good news in the report. And here in Wisconsin, you mentioned some species that have made comebacks, bald eagles. We see sandhill cranes nowadays and others. The good news, I guess, if there is some in this report, is that the conservation efforts, if we're intentional about it, it sounds like they can pay off.
That's right. Time and again, we've seen that if we invest in conservation, it pays dividends, and we see wildlife recover. So raptors are a great example. We banned DDT, we passed endangered species laws, and so we ended up seeing a real boom or real recovery of bald eagles, peregrine falcons, ospreys, merlins, which is a small falcon, and so forth. And another model, which is a fantastic model, we've seen in this report that waterfowl numbers are up about 56% since 1970, and that in large part has to do with a big investment of dollars into wetland protection and restoration. And so some of that's coming from a government level, a higher level, things like the Migratory Bird Stamp and North American Wetlands Conservation Act, all the way down to nonprofit or individual groups and donors, conservationists like Ducks Unlimited, all raising those funds that go into putting wetlands back on a landscape and increasing waterfowl numbers.
Looking at some of the causes now, and you said it's kind of a matter of picking apart and tackling the different issues one at a time. What kind of things could be done for the grassland species, say, that took big losses, according to the report? What can be done when it comes to habitat restoration for them?
Well, we need to, for example, in grassland birds, minimize our activities that would intensify any level of agriculture. We need to have places for these grassland birds that are not cornfields, that are not soybean fields. We need to set aside places that can be idle pasture, or it can be warm season grasses that can be prairies, somewhat reminiscent of what was here in certain parts of the state historically. At a backyard level, it would be more difficult to impact a group like grassland birds, but we can have many, many positive impacts on a lot of other grassland birds. With that said, you could help species during migration by, say, keeping your cat indoors or avoiding the use of pesticides, introducing some smaller scale prairies on your property that would be beneficial to both grassland birds as well as pollinators, and similar examples.
What about the windows? You said that put a real dent into the national bird population. Are there ways we can build better to protect birds?
Yes, windows are a huge problem. Obviously, it occurs at different scales. There's windows on corporate buildings and in urban settings, and in that case, we need to be integrating ways into the manufacturing of the glass, for example, by incorporating UV signals or having fritted glass, things that don't obstruct view, that will really help reduce those bird collisions. There's many lights out programs, so if there's lights left on in these settings at night, that tends to attract migratory birds. As they're migrating, they get disoriented and they hit the windows. So there's a variety of lights out programs that can help. On an individual level, we can do some of those same things, but people need to take action to reduce the reflectivity of their glass. So one single decal on your window is not going to do it, even if it is a silhouette of a hawk. What you need to think of is the 2x4 rule, 2 inches by 4 inches, and space either ribbons or some sort of tape, some sort of visible obstruction at a 2x4 inch level that will keep birds from hitting those windows.
Ryan, do you see this big new report out showing the loss of billions of birds in North America as a wake-up call that people are paying attention to?
I sure hope so, and I think it will. I think at an individual level, so many people love birds. We're fortunate, especially here in Wisconsin. The most recent numbers released showed that roughly 1 in 3 Wisconsinites considers themselves bird watchers at some level. And I think that's really good news for birds because there's a lot of people out there who care and can take action. We can have impacts at a local level. That makes a big difference. If we can't really help birds in our own backyards, then it would be a little more difficult. But we can. There's so many things we can do. We can reduce our lawn. We can plant native species. We can remove our invasive species. We can avoid the pesticides, make our windows safer, keeps our cats indoors, and so forth. We can make donations to causes that really help. We're so fortunate here in Wisconsin to have the Bird Protection Fund managed by the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. That's a way you can directly give back to some of these birds. So I think there's a real opportunity here. This will be a wake-up call. I think it will trickle up to our political leaders. There will be pressure applied, and I think we're going to see some exciting action continue. And we already have some of that here in Wisconsin, which is exciting to be a part of here through the Department of Natural Resources as well as through the partnership I work for known as the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Initiative.
Ryan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Ryan Brady is a conservation biologist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. He joined us to talk about a recent study that found that North America lost roughly 30% of its bird population over the last 50 years and what that means here in Wisconsin.